Welcome, everyone. This is Deacon Mike from the Deacon Five, and this is a daily gospel reflection for Good Friday, April the 18th. The Passion is taken from the Gospel of John. Please read the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John's Gospel. The Reflection. Today is Good Friday. The question is always asked why this day is called good. In John's account of the Passion, nothing good happens to Jesus. In fact, all that happens to Jesus is very bad. It begins with Judas's betrayal, one of his apostles, who walked with Jesus for 3 years, heard his preaching, saw his miracles, and had his feet washed, yet he betrayed him. After his arrest, Jesus was scourged, crowned with thorns, repeatedly struck and tortured. When he needs them the most, all of Jesus' closest friends flee and desert him. Peter denies Jesus 3 times. Jesus carries his cross on the way to Calvary. He is mocked, spit upon, whipped. Jesus is stripped of his clothes and then is crucified, and he suffers for 3 hours and dies an agonizing and horrible death. So how can this be called good? At the beginning of John's Gospel, we heard that Jesus knew everything that was going to happen to him. Jesus knew what God called him to on this day. Jesus lived out his Father's plans and did his Father's will through obedience, through true humility, and self-sacrificing love. Jesus placed all his hope and trust in God his Father. This is good. While on the cross before he died, Jesus entrusted his mother to John and us so that Mary could be our mother. This is good. Then Jesus speaks his final words. It is finished. He says this not in defeat, but in triumph. Jesus completed his mission on earth. He showed us how to live and love unconditionally and to serve others. This is good. We learn that through the suffering of Jesus, we receive the greatest of all blessings. We receive forgiveness of our sins and eternal life. This is good. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said, "The law he gave us was clear. Life is a struggle. Unless there is a cross in our lives, there will never be an empty tomb. Unless there is a crown of thorns, there will never be a halo of light. Unless there is a Good Friday, there will never be an Easter Sunday." When Jesus was crucified and as he hung on the cross, we were on his mind. Good Friday is not only about death, it is about love. The cross is not the end, but the doorway to resurrection. As we venerate the cross today, may we look upon it not only with sorrow, but with deep gratitude. Because in this darkest hour, love wins. Back to the original question, why do we call this day good? Today and every day we can say, "Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Savior of the world." And that is good. The action for the day. On this Good Friday, even though it is not a holy day of obligation, attend a celebration of the Lord's Passion at your parish. Then reflect on the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ and all the good things that our Lord has done for you. Thank you very much for listening to today's Deacon 5 Reflection. I encourage you to please visit the Deacon 5 website to explore our reflections and to find out more about the deacons who share these reflections and learn about other ways to deepen our daily walk of faith as a follower of Jesus Christ. And may the Lord be with you. May the Lord continue to bless and protect you and your loved ones. May the face of God shine upon you always, and may God bring you peace. And may Almighty God bless you all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.